Ever wonder, when will my life finally be good? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Michael De Leon, who was on our previous show, who was in a vicious cycle of drug addiction, wondering when his life would really begin.
I think sometimes we continue to spin our wheels or we go on this hamster ride and we think that by doing the same thing, we're going to somehow get better or it'll magically happen the next day or maybe tomorrow will be better or tomorrow will be better.
But it's like Groundhog Day.
Yes, and it's tormenting when you're going through a hard time in your life and you're just waiting for that final break. But a lot of times people are stuck in their past or even in their present. They're not enjoying the moment. And so how can things get better if we keep looking back?
Well, you know, I was like this actually. I've experienced this where I've always was kind of waiting when my life would begin. I would see other people gripping and really starting their life. But I always felt like I was always spinning like wheels in mud and I wasn't really getting anywhere.
Yeah.
That's how I felt as an atheist. But today, as a Christian, when I first found Jesus Christ, it was like a breath of fresh air, but it was almost like the wheels of my life met the rock, and Jesus is like a rock it talks about in scripture.
Yeah.
But I did something where the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. And that's what I found, is that my life started when I just started seeking God, and the purpose, the meaning of my life, the direction, all of it just fell into place through him.
And I think a key ingredient that we've learned is to focus on him and not us. And when we focus on him and others, it takes our eyes off of our own circumstance. And so that's a great starting point. And we're going to hear more from Michael De Leon right here. So stay tuned to hear his story after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have with us once again Michael De Leon, and he's sharing with us how he went into drugs. He got addicted to drugs, and he was a successful business owner, but was destroyed because of drugs. There was a lot of things that happened in his life growing up. He knew of God, but mostly religion, not a relationship.
Right.
Not
even that religion stung him.
Yeah, it stung him. And as he got older, he moved to New Jersey, ended up in a gang situation, and went into prison, got into prison. We're going to learn more about that and what happened to his mom, who was brutally murdered. So let's welcome to the show right now, Michael. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me back.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, I told some of it, but there's just so much to your life that has happened. You were addicted to these drugs and selling them. A lot happened in between, but tell me what led up to the point of your mom being murdered.
So, you know, drug addiction destroyed everything, and geographical relocation is not the answer when you're suffering from addiction. The problem was me, and I took the problem with me when I relocated. I found myself in New Jersey involved in gang activity, and because of a huge drug deal that I was involved in, people came looking for me. I was in a drug binge for 3 days, just kind of avoiding confrontation, letting things die down. I was being held responsible for what had happened, so I took off for 3 days to just get high and escape. And I came home on Mother's Day morning, 7:20 a.m., May 13th, 1995, to find my 63-year-old mother strangled and killed on her bedroom floor. There's not a day in my life that comes close to the pain I felt where I was more helpless. It was nothing I could fix. You know, we get caught with drugs and I try to get out of it. I get arrested. I try to get out of it. So many things in my life I would try to fix. I'm sitting here on my mother's floor with two police officers and two EMTs in front of me holding my 63-year-old mother and she's gone. I can't bring her back. I tried through CPR. Even I was in a drug delusion when I found her. I didn't realize she'd been gone. It was the worst. There's not even words in the English language to describe how I felt. My heart was just ripped to shreds, and growing up ignoring and telling people I was okay to now a feeling of I'm just going to be so numb, I'm going to not even feel. Drugs were really what I used because I didn't want to feel, and now I'm going to try to numb myself so I don't feel this pain. And that pain never went away. I was focused on my gang affiliation, my crimes, everything. I was focused on my addiction. And I ended up going to prison for 5 more years of just feeling numb, just ignoring how I felt, not dealing with anything. Prison is a lonely experience. It's a violent environment, a terrible environment, dirty environment, hopeless environment, but it's that time alone in your cell, day in, day out. It's just monotonous and it's, you know, claustrophobic and it's just lonely. And I just stayed numb. I stayed numb for the entire time. I never addressed my problems. I never faced my problems. I never prayed. I mean, I never went to God. I mean, I would do the Catholic prayers. I'd say the chaplets and the rosaries, but those are just words of repetition and you're not really getting to God. I mean, I just want people to know that sometimes you don't know God's all you need until God's all you have. And even sitting in a prison cell for 5 years, I still didn't internalize that. I rationalized it. I knew it, but I didn't internalize and personalize on it. And I got out of prison and 10 months later, I was in a violent car accident, put back on prescription opiate medication, knowing better, knowing as a recovering drug addict, I shouldn't have been put back on medication, but I didn't communicate with anybody. I lived a life of freedom, but I really wasn't free. And so God allowed me to go back to prison. And I had to go into a physical prison to become kind of mentally free.
Wow.
7 more years back in prison, 7 more years. And my kids grew up without me. My daughter was out there without a father, my son without his father. And my wife, God bless her, man. I mean, she's married to a number. She was married to an inmate. Her marriage consisted of 1 hour a week coming to sit in a folding chair face to face with her husband for an hour and couldn't touch and couldn't display affection. It was horrible for everybody around me. In the second experience in prison, I decided that I was going to change how I lived my life. And I realized that God was who I needed, a relationship. I wanted to understand who Christ was. He carried me through this. This footprints poem was real in my life where God was there. One set of footprints. He was carrying me. And now he comes down and lets me out of prison. I walk out the prison doors and I sit in my wife's car. She drives out the road from the prison in this beautiful day. And I look in the side view mirror at what's behind me. And it was very surreal. I'm looking at the prison and the guard tower and rationalize that it's finally behind me. It's finally behind me. And I'm going to move on with my life. But God directs my eyes to the words, objects in mirror are closer than they appear. It was the Holy Spirit really coming into me. And I walked with God for 2 years on that second set of footprints poem. I walked with him. I mean, I got to know him. I studied the Bible. I went to church. But that one real just letting go and letting God, I wasn't doing it. And it was at a Christian concert in the Delaware State Fair with Casting Crowns. And the Holy Spirit came in me. I can't explain. I've tried to come up with the words over the last 6 years now to try to explain what had happened to me that night. But I literally let go of my demons. I let go of my fears. I let go of my anxieties. I let go of my anger. I let go of the blame. And I let God, and I trusted him. And Casting Crowns was singing the song, Voice of Truth. I could cry right now just thinking about it. I just let it all go. And I said, you have to take over my life. And God was like telling me in my ear, son, I'm trying to. You won't let me. I mean, I'm going to let you now. I can't do it. I can't live my life without you. I have to have you in my life. I just let go of my life, and I started listening to the voice of truth. The voice of truth that had been speaking to me the whole time, but I ignored it. I wouldn't listen to him. I opened up my heart and my head. That's the problem with so many people in addiction. We're so smart and we know everything. We're not going to go for that God stuff, that religion stuff. We're not going to go for that Jesus stuff. Listen, Jesus is the only thing that set me free. My relationship with the Holy Spirit is the only thing. He's the glue that puts it all together, the last puzzle piece to fill in the puzzle, the missing scene in the movie that explains everything. God and my relationship with Jesus Christ, when I let go and I let him, he directed my steps. And ever since that day, nothing in my life has been a coincidence. People come into my life that are supposed to be in my life at that very same moment. And God has given me a purpose. And I'm so passionate that my passion now has met my purpose. And that's because I'm saved. That's because I gave my life to Jesus Christ and I allowed the Holy Spirit to direct my thoughts, my heart, my steps, my life. The only thing that's ever made sense is giving my life to him. I'm not even thinking of these words right now. I just allow the Holy Spirit to really speak through me. I'm telling you, my life has meaning, my life has purpose, and everything in my life makes sense. Everything.
Amen. Amen. Well, there are people listening now, maybe even in prison, jail, who knows, in their car. They're living in their own prison, but they're not even in prison. And we're going to pray for them right now, Michael, because that missing link that you're talking about is Jesus. And they may try to tangibly grab onto other things, but they're going to find themselves to a place where you are at, where he became real. So thank you for sharing your life story with us. May God continue to richly bless you and your family. And we just appreciate you opening up to us.
Thank you so much.
There's someone right now who's listening and saying, when is my life going to begin? When is it going to begin? When are these problems, when are these things going to finally be behind me? And I have a word for you. The word is, now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day when your life begins to begin. And so I'm here with you, and we've heard from this great story that points to saying that Jesus, though we don't think is the answer, he is the answer. And it's so simple, my friend. When we want things to begin, we just say, Jesus, you are the beginning. I receive you right now. I am asking you to come into my life and to change it. I truly want to surrender for real now. For real, God, we want to surrender to you. So as we give our lives to you, would you take the wheel and would you truly begin the story of our life where our journey truly begins into a successful life with you? Mm-hmm. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. We'll follow you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Nothing can fill that void. You'll keep searching. Only Jesus. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.